From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Three young Hong Kong democracy activists returned to court Tuesday to appeal their convictions and jail sentences for leading massive protests in 2014. Joshua Wong is one of the activists.
I hope that at the Court of Final Appeal, the judge will take into consideration the reason for civil disobedience action so that he can make a clear judgment. In the last 3 years, Hong Kong has seen a lot of action on the streets. It is also important to see what kind of attitude the Court of Final Appeal has when it comes to treating the youth and the activists.
The students face between 6 and 8 months in jail. A decision has yet to be announced. The United States and Canada are hosting a meeting Tuesday in Vancouver focused on pressuring North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program. South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa expressed her gratitude at arriving.
I'm very happy to be here at this very important gathering, and thanks Canada and the United States for co-hosting this gathering.
United States Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland are bringing together officials from about 20 nations, including South Korea. China and Russia were not invited to the meeting. Turkish Armed Forces Chief General Hulusi Akar said on Tuesday Turkey will not allow the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia to receive support and said NATO should not differentiate between terrorist groups, according to the state-run Anadolu Agency. This is VOA News. Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson said on Monday he would work toward securing the release of two Reuters journalists arrested in Myanmar. Rosanna Philpott reports.
On Monday, Richardson told Reuters he'll travel to Myanmar next week, aiming to meet with the Minister of Home Affairs. He's one of 10 members of an international board advising on the crisis in Rakhine State, chosen, according to him, by the country's leader herself, Aung San Suu Kyi. The Reuters journalists, Hwa Lone and Cho Seo-woo, had been reporting on the crisis. They were arrested on the 12th of December after being invited to meet police officers for dinner. The reporter's lawyer says prosecutors sought charges last week against them under the Official Secrets Act, which carries a maximum sentence of 14 years.
That was Rosanna Philpott. Myanmar and neighboring Bangladesh have completed an arrangement to repatriate some 650,000 Rohingya Muslims who fled Myanmar to escape brutal military crackdowns. The repatriations will begin next week with the goal of completing the process within the next 2 years. The repatriation process will give priority to family units and orphans and children born out of unwarranted incidents, a reference to children conceived by rape. The agreement calls for Bangladesh to set up 5 transit camps that will move the refugees into 2 reception areas in Myanmar's Rakhine State. A California couple has been charged with torture after police rescued their 13 malnourished children from a home where some of them had been chained to beds. Ryan Brooks has those details.
The children of David Allen and Luis Anna Turpin were found on Sunday after one child, a 17-year-old girl, escaped and contacted county police using a cell phone she'd found in the house. Authorities say they had believed they were all children and were shocked to discover that 7 of them were actually adults. The parents, who are being held on $9 million bail each, are due in court on Thursday.
That was reporter Ryan Brooks. The group Freedom House says 2017 was the 12th consecutive year of a decline in global freedom. Elizabeth Chernoff has that story.
Democracy in decline and under assault from nearly every corner of the world. That includes the United States, where an ongoing probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 election has weakened the country's status as a model for democracy. Russia's disinformation campaigns throughout European elections were also cited as a factor in undermining democratic norms worldwide. In countries like China, experts see a pattern of intensifying repression and censorship under the country's leader, Xi Jinping. Elizabeth Chernoff, VOA News, Washington.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, point your web browser to voanews.com. From Studio 24 in the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.